All right, let's move on to item three, public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to address the retirement board in public comment on items that are not on the agenda. We have a time limit of 3 minutes. Let me check in with staff. Do we have any members of the public who wish to provide public comment this morning?
Yes, we do. We have Carol waiting to talk.
All right. Well, let's move Carol over. Good morning, Carol.
Hi. Good morning. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I was just going to let you know we could hear you, but go ahead. Oh,
great. Okay, thank you. This is Carol Nowicki. When I'm done, my husband would also like to make a comment. I'm the wife of Pete Nowicki, the fire chief from who you illegally attempted to reduce retirement benefits. The job of CSERA is to be responsible for the fiduciaries and to protect the benefits of all retirees. During the last 8 years of litigation, we disposed your deputy CEO, Kurt Schneider. At the deposition, he was asked why Pete was the only one out of the thousands of CSERA retirees who was called to a hearing with the foregone conclusion that he was going to be penalized. His response was that, quote, because he was the one in the newspaper, end quote. It may interest you to know that when we asked Mr. Schneider if he knew who Daniel Borenstein was, I'll remind you he was the one publishing lies about my husband. His answer was a sheepish yes. He was then asked if he had ever met him, and then he shyly said he had met him at a board meeting. With continued questioning, he finally admitted he had spoken with Borenstein numerous times on the phone, discussing what he called retirement issues. After prolonged questioning, he finally confessed he had been meeting Borenstein at restaurants for coffee. It was your deputy CEO who was meeting and providing misinformation to the press, your deputy CEO who was in charge of the Look Back project, and your deputy CEO who was the point person for Pete's hearing. It doesn't take much imagination to read the complete deposition and see that Schneider was the one who was producing the scapegoat you were looking for. Is that CSERA's method of doing business, to illegally point fingers, at retirees to take the heat off of their own shortcomings while allowing your own employees to feed misinformation to the press? How about telling all the retirees what you're going to do to stop allowing employees to feed false information to the press? But first, maybe figure out what you're going to do so that you don't waste everyone's time illegally taking money from retirees. I recently read your published code of conduct that was given to you by Lederman at a previous meeting that stated how you board members are to conduct yourselves. It's time for you to figure out what you're going to do to abide by it. If you're going to ignore it, abide by it and just tell everyone you're just going to do what you darn well please. And here's my husband. I think I made it under the three, correct?
You made it under the three. You did.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Mr. Nowicki. Please proceed. Your 3 minutes starts now.
This is Pete Nowicki. I'm the retiree you illegally tried to claw back money from in 2015. After the seventh year of litigation, the California Appellate Court ordered you to return the money you stole from me, and that decision was backed up by the California Supreme Court. It's now been 14 months, and I've yet to be made whole and have all the stolen funds returned to me. You, the board, unnecessarily caused this. Why don't you stand up and fix it? The last we've heard from your attorney is they're not involved in correcting the injustice and that your employees are turfing the blame to the fire district. We have followed the board agendas for both CSERA and the fire district, and this issue has not been agendized at either agency for months. You've been ordered by the court to return the money you stole, and there's been absolutely no progress. Why don't you explain to all the retirees why you've decided to rack up and continue to rack up interest costs every month, and why CSERA will spend another $10,000 to $20,000 of retiree money in legal fees as we're going to take this back to court. We already have the court decision condemning your actions, and you will pay. Just simply explain to everyone why you're not abiding by the ruling of the court. Let me make very clear to all the retirees listening, and I'm asking you to put this in the minutes. This illegal action by CSERA has already cost municipalities of Contra Costa County nearly $500,000 in interest that I will be receiving. And even more distressing is that when I filed a public document demand asking what this issue has cost CSERA in legal expenses, the response was that they would not release that information because of client attorney privilege. I guess then all you have to do is recklessly spend taxpayer money and retiree money and put your attorney's name on it. Back to my wife's statement that you are sworn to be responsible fiduciaries of public money, nothing could be farther from the truth. In court 2 months ago, we brought an action against Acera for my legal costs, and the response from your attorney was that my litigation costs were out of line in comparison to what Acera has spent in defense. But you won't tell us what you've spent in defense. It's a big secret. What do you have to hide? Tell us how much you've spent. Let us all know. If you're not going to do your job, which is you're obviously incapable of, bow out and let somebody else do it appropriately.
Are you completed, Mr. Nowicki?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
I await your answers.
All right, do we have any other public commenters wishing to address the board this morning?
Not at this time.
All right, thank you.